Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on a third watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and the snowplow drivers working hard, earning their money again. Got a couple of different storms coming across. Tell you all about that after a while here. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter. And we're on Twitter by the handle at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, where you can actually hear the show playing right now. There's a loop right there that plays all day and all night, and then it plays the show live. And you can communicate with us over there. You can actually go there, send us an email, and it'll pop up here in a couple of minutes right here in front of me so I can see who's sending us a message. All right. Well, joining us from founderscode.com, that's founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon. And good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, the White House, based on Joe Biden, there will the White House consider the midterm vote legitimate? The answer we got from Biden was, well, it depends.
You know, and so everybody who challenged the last general election,
yep,
and those of us that have done so much work since then to determine the sleazy things that happened, including ballot harvesting,
right,
and mass mailings, we have watched a handful of states have kind of tried to work very hard to clean up their voting laws, and the Democrats are fighting some of these states. Interestingly enough, they're not going after Florida and not so much Texas, but they're still after Georgia.
Right.
So they're saying that the Republicans are, and Biden said this yesterday, imagine the Republicans, they don't want Democrats to vote. They refuse to allow Democrats to vote. Now, he didn't say it quite that way, but very close.
Right.
And then he comes out and says, I'm not too sure about, you know, going into midterms, blah, 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 blah. I mean, so, you know, they're adding gasoline to the fire, too. Mm-hmm. Stacey Abrams, you know, continued to do that. So, and I really, really wanted somebody in the media yesterday to ask Biden if he had even read the two pieces of legislation that passed in the House,
mm-hmm,
that failed, essentially failed last night in the Senate, because I guarantee you the answer would have been no if someone had asked, because he hasn't. Somebody should have said, should we repeal the 10th Amendment? because that's what he's trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
And the media doesn't even understand these two pieces of voting legislation. So, anyway, this cat equivocated for 2 hours.
Yeah.
He didn't talk about, and nobody asked him about immigration, where we've had more than 2 million people come across that southern border. Nobody did.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody asked him about crime.
No.
I don't remember that.
No,
but
I don't either.
He just simply bragged about vaccinations and job creation and child poverty.
Well,
you know what? Yeah. There's a whole lot more going on, but the most terrifying thing that he said had to deal with Russia and Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, there may be a small incursion.
Jeez.
They're thinking that there could be a small incursion and the fact that we would do nothing if there was a small incursion. Well, you know, that has a lot of people in Washington, D.C. very upset, least of which are Republicans, but a lot of Democrats were too. But I'll tell you what, it has the Ukrainian military fit to be tied. They're freaked out at what he had to say yesterday about a small incursion.
Sure.
Now, let's not forget, too, that because this war, and there is a war currently with hostilities, military hostilities going on in Ukraine, it's been going on 7 years, we're at the 7 year anniversary, Ukraine keeps a military attaché at our Pentagon.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Let's not forget that. And is anybody at the Pentagon or this White House paying attention to what these military issues are, really are, especially Tony Blinken, who happens to be in Ukraine? We just had a Senate delegation return from Ukraine after meeting with Zelensky.
Mm-hmm.
So Biden has no clue about what's happening here.
I agree, totally. And by the way, he sat there and he said, well, you know, they asked him about his approval rate. I said, well, you know, my approval rate is around 42, 44, 45%. He mentioned different polls. And I went to try to find any polls that had him at that. And I couldn't find any.
Well, he also said to somebody else he didn't believe in polls.
That's right. And I couldn't find any. All right, hold that thought. We're coming back. Folks, we'll be right back with more. By the way, there was a poll that came out yesterday that had Biden at 36%. And it was a Democratic poll. Hello. Gee whiz. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, brought to you by Geico Insurance. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they've been saving people money for 85 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers. And that number continues to grow, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, you can go to their website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, to get a rate quote for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, or to find out who your insurance agent is, set up an appointment, whatever. But they can handle it all right there on the website. And don't forget, they also offer coverage for your motorcycle, ATV, boat, and RV. Now, if you really want to save money, you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance with your automobile, and you will save money. That's how you do it. So that's Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning again.
Morning.
We have Mel from Saratoga Springs hanging on the line, so we're going to go see what his question is for you. So, Mr. Mel, what's going on?
Oh, yes, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Denise.
Hey.
There's a couple things I'd like to just pass by. You were just mentioning to me as far as that I've watched this speech that this treasonous criminal regime has had offered today. I wouldn't waste my time if you put a gun to me. I wouldn't sit there and watch that lie. That anything that comes out of his mouth is all lies. But go back to Ukraine.
Right.
If this treasonous criminal and his regime is concerned about if Putin goes into Ukraine, perhaps he's going to put this prosecutor that he had fired, talking about, well, you're not going to get the 6 million or whatever the heck it is.
Right.
If they put him back in place to continue this investigation of Burisma Holdings and put this guy's kid and all of what they've done and Biden on the hot seat. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right. What do you think?
Well, I touche, Mel. Yeah. I understand the point, but if in fact Russia does invade, and it's pretty imminent from what I'm seeing, the way out there, and I'm watching.
You mean the minor news, the minor incursion?
All things believe, though, won't really make a difference.
Because, I know, but that's what he called it a minor incursion. May occur. Go ahead.
What I'm trying to say here is that if there is a full-blown invasion and not just an incursion,
right,
all things Burisma kind of won't make a difference because it'll all be Russia.
Right.
I believe that the reason that they're treading so lightly is because there are some what they call pocket litter. There's some residue to all things Hunter Biden and the Bidens still in Ukraine that could come out and hurt the presidency and should, to be honest. But it needs to be understood that we're 7 years in this war in the Donbass in Ukraine, where Ukrainians have, I think, lost 14,000. The Russians have killed 14,000 Ukrainians, and that doesn't mean that they're all military. A lot of them are civilians.
That's right.
So it's really shameful. And I haven't heard this administration at all, including Biden or anybody from his CIA or State Department of Defense, mm-hmm. come out and say that Russia is taking this region and it's completely out of balance. Russia has caused these hostilities, and shame on them. I mean, they have an opportunity to virtually shame Putin for what he's doing.
Right.
And this administration hasn't done that. Now, isn't that fascinating? So hat tips to Mel. I like the way that, you know, I think he's really saying that there's more that's still to be known about all things.
Sure.
The Biden family and Ukraine and Russia. Yes.
Now, something weird came out of New York State yesterday by way of the Attorney General, Letitia James. She had an explosive 115-page petition that she's come out talking about all things President Donald Trump, where he apparently, according to her, lied about seemingly everything related to his business empire by overstating the value of his properties around the world to achieve loans out of it. And the objective facts that she pointed out were like the size of his penthouse in the Trump Tower. Now, why he would lie about that, I don't know. What it is, we know that she's got it in for him, has had since day one, and she's trying to find anything she can to go after him for, right?
Not a new phenomenon.
No.
She has been going after this for quite some time. It's kind of like the same thing that they're going after the Attorney General in Maryland for, Maryland, whose name is Marilyn Mosey.
Right.
That she lied or inflated or under. Reported information on getting mortgages and loans. So it's the same premise. I would say that New York, the district attorney, Letitia James, really, given where New York is, and it's in a mess right now for obvious reasons after Cuomo and, mm-hmm. and de Blasio and whatnot, to be assigning so many people in her office to deal with Trump's personal business empire is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Furthermore, I would think if the banks approve the loan, the banks have a staff. The banks have lawyers. They can look at what things are estimated and see if they're reasonable. And even if they don't think that they are, but on paper it's one thing and they think another, they don't have to give them a loan. So she's really assigning resources to a place that they don't need to be here at this point.
Now, normally I wouldn't even talk about somebody like this, but the hip-hop star Cardi B, who I don't really have much use for, has made a commitment which includes paying all the expenses to return some of the dead from that apartment house fire. 17 people died for burial in their home country of Gambia. And Cardi B expressed her continuing support for the family still reeling from the city's deadliest fire more than 30 years. That's unbelievable.
She came from that kind of an environment, so she's got a lot of empathy for that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, hat tip to her. If that's what she wants to do, then it's pretty generous.
Yeah. Now, we did have a Democratic senator by the name of Brian Schatz who explained why the filibuster is absolutely necessary going against Charles Chucky Boy Schumer to prevent the rushed garbage legislation that always seems to find its way into some of these bills.
Look, you can't just blow up the Senate. I mean, there are some things that are just very important that just can't go through a simple majority. And a simple majority, by the way, is a very lazy way of passing legislation. So you just vote with your party and just go with it. You know, it's everything's a party line vote. Well, we see that in the House. And, you know, the Senate's supposed to be a more resolute chamber. Legislative chamber, and I don't think Schumer, to be honest with you, I don't think he's read any of these voting legislation bills either.
Probably not. By the way, before we have to go here, restrictions including COVID-19 passes, mask mandates, and work-from-home guidelines all are being removed in England because the virus pandemic, or whatever you want to call it, the numbers have dropped way, way, way down. So the UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson is dropping a lot of the things that were keeping everybody locked up.
Well, and so that ought to put the United States on notice, but mostly it should put Australia on notice.
Yeah. 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 That's a real pathetic situation going on there.
Yes, it is.
Okay. One last little thing, because I think I got a little bit of time to do this. Blinken came out and said, diplomacy is not dead amidst the deepening crisis with Russia and the Ukraine. That's where he's at today, is over there.
But Russia thinks it is.
Yeah.
Russia thinks it is.
You bet they do. Okay, we will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day.
Uh-huh.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com. That's founderscode.com. Go over there, check out all the great things that she has to offer over there. In the meantime, I'll be right back with the Military and Veterans News segment. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden addressed the nation Wednesday amid plummeting approval ratings and a pandemic response that's left the country exhausted and demoralized.
Some people may call what's happening now the new normal. I call it a job not yet finished. It will get better. We're moving toward a time when COVID-19 won't disrupt our daily lives. But COVID-19 won't be a crisis, but something to protect against and a threat.
In addition, Biden continued to push his Build Back Better plan, which he said would lower prices along the supply chain. Also from Washington, the White House told the U.S. chip industry to be prepared for new restrictions on exports to Russia if Moscow attacks Ukraine. This includes potentially blocking the country's access to global electronic supplies. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News. On the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed it is. This edition of our Military and Veterans News brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Find them online at NAA.edu. By the way, Bo Browning will be in studio in about an hour from now. If you have any questions, get ready to give us a call or send them in on the email and we'll get them answered for you. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Okay. The National Aviation Academy can be found online by going to NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. But you've heard me say for years that you need to call them up and ask to take the tour of one of their campuses. Now, they've got two campuses. They've got the one in Clearwater, Florida, which is across the bay from me. I'm here in Tampa. They're over there in Clearwater on the other side of Tampa Bay. And then you've got the one in Concord, Mass., which is just outside the city limits of Boston. But in either case, you can call one number and set up an appointment to go take the tour of the campus and find out what they're all about. Now, that number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Call that number. Tell them which campus you want to go take the tour of, and here's what you'll get as a result of that. Number one, you'll get to meet some students, ask them some questions. Number two, you get a chance to meet some instructors and ask some questions. And number three, you get a chance to meet the admissions people that will tell you how the student loan process works so that you can get yourself all set up that way. Now, veterans, post 9/11, more than likely, if you have not used your educational benefits, they'll be there available for you, and you'll be able to take full advantage of that, and everything will be covered. Now, pre-9/11, you may or may not have benefits left, or what you have left may not be enough to cover everything. However, what you do is let them do the groundwork for you at National Aviation Academy, and they will tell you what you have left in the way of benefits, or they'll set you up with a regular student loan just like they would the civilian students. Either way, it'll all be covered, either by your veterans' benefits paying for it or you paying for it through a student loan. So that's 800-659-2080, website naa.edu. Take the tour. Ask to take the tour. Well, you heard Denise and I talking about this. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in Kiev in a whistle-stop diplomatic push to try to defuse the tensions between Moscow and the Ukraine, warning that Russia could launch a new attack at very short notice. And, of course, we heard President Biden yesterday at his press conference say, well, a minor incursion could occur. There's no such thing as a minor incursion when you've got 100,000-plus troops sitting on somebody's border with a bunch of tanks. That is not a minor incursion. Go ask the people that are being shot at. By the way, Marines responded to a medical emergency daily for the first month in Quantico, Virginia, where some 3,755 Afghan evacuees were being housed. And right now we're hearing from the DOD that the Marines might not have properly tracked the Afghan evacuees in Quantico, Virginia. We'll see. It's too early to determine that. And by the way, what a debacle. Here we go again. They're trying to put the blame on the wrong people. How about the mess that got us there to begin with? That wasn't the Marines. That was the government, our government, and our leadership. Matter of fact, it wound up getting 13 of our troops killed. Most of them were Marines. I remember that. I have a patch I wear in my shirt that says that. We remember them every day. And thanks to George for giving me that, George the Godfather. Now, 36 military veterans in Congress voted against expanding GI Bill benefits. I have no idea why they did that, because you would have thought that they might have supported what was going on, but I guess it was too expensive or whatever. Now, the new bill would have expanded GI benefits to the National Guard and Reserve members and given them some extra things, because they are, after all, being expected to do more with our borders and around with our hospitals and wherever else they're needed, schools. You heard all that. Now, one of the least known but most promising mission sets in the U.S. Special Service Command's arsenal is the Foreign Internal Defense Training Center, where our Green Berets and special operators learn what they might expect by taking on Russian or Chinese troops. And that particular installation is working overtime these days, overtime. By the way, did you hear about the Air Force? The Air Force inactivated one squadron and activated two new ones at Moody Air Force Base in Georgia as the Air Combat Command works to better align fighter operations and maintenance. So kudos to the Air Force for that. Moody is a base right there just outside Atlanta. Now, Russia
We told you about this yesterday, and we talked about this a little bit earlier. Russia is sending more troops from the country's far east to Belarus for what they say are major war games. Now, we know that when you get 100,000 troops in an area, you're going to be doing all sorts of stuff. And to just flaunt what the troops you got, the equipment you got, in the midst of a situation where everybody, the world is watching you, this is just, again, too much to not say something about, but that's what's happening at the moment. Now, the Biden administration is weighing a couple of new options, including providing more arms to the Ukraine to resist the Russian occupation or try to raise the costs for Russian President Vladimir Putin should he decide to invade the country. And what that means is sanctions. So far, they haven't worked. Why would you add more? Don't know. By the way, the acting Afghan prime minister has called on the world to recognize the Taliban as a diplomacy, part of the diplomatic corps there in Afghanistan. How do you like that? All right, let me go over real quick. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, sir. It's Eric in East Tennessee.
You got about 30 seconds. I'm sorry you called in on
this. Roger, that's all I got here. The United States Marine Corps, it's not the responsibility of the United States Marine Corps to monitor civilian travel documents in and out of a country, okay? That is the Department of State's responsibility and any other alphabet soup's responsibility to monitor such things as passports into the country, visas into the country, and other travel documents. And if I'm not mistaken, those travel documents, all new travel documents, have RFID chips in them, so they know exactly date, time, group, when someone enters and when someone exits. I believe the Department of Defense is laying this debacle at the feet, this part of the debacle at the feet of the United States Marine Corps.
You bet they are. You bet they are.
Because the Marine Corps has been the most resistant against, quote, I'm just going to cliche it, woke mentality and woke culture that's going on. Everything
correct.
From integration of female into forward deployed line companies and combat elements to this ideology of this white supremacy and extremists that's going on. And
all right.
That's my two cents.
All right. Thanks, Eric.
Yeah,
stay warm.
Center.
Stay warm. Okay. That's Eric up there in East Tennessee. Appreciate him. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back with a whole bunch more stuff. And Chris Markowski, too, the watchdog on Wall Street. Be interested to see what he thinks about some of the stuff going on. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendo.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. We most certainly will. By the way, this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, always brought to you by our friends at Maus, M-A-U-S, Acura. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Maus Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX is a new, more rigid body. It also has a double wishbone suspension and comes standard with a 345-horsepower engine. Plus some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers and the heated seats. And, boy, the last couple of days, I'm sure people have been enjoying that. Now, Maus Acura offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. And don't forget, your Maus Acura comes with Maus Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. Plus, they honor those that have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. Located on North Florida Avenue, right next door to Nissan. And don't forget, check them out on the web, Maus, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, Maus, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, and tell them a captain sent you. You might get a surprise or two right there with that. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
I know you were thoroughly impressed with Joe Biden's speech yesterday.
Yeah, it was pretty tough to follow, that's for sure. Trying to get arms around it. And again, I shut it off, I'd say about, you know, I watched about 85-90%, and I was like, you start getting distracted, you start doing other things, try to pay attention. It was a rough go of it. guys had a bit of a difficult time. Divisive type of language that was used, in particular in regards to some of the, they keep calling this voting rights bill. It's not a voting rights bill. Everybody has the right to vote here in this country. And it's just absolutely ridiculous. And I think it's insulting to a lot of people. And I think you're going to have a difficult time trying to get Republicans to go along with anything you want to do and compromise in the way that you're talking about them there. And it's ridiculous. It is.
Well, right after he stood up there and bragged about he says, well, my polls are better than much other presidents have been at this term. This time in my presidency, I've been at 42, 44, 45%, and we've been there consistently. So right about that time, out comes a Democratic poll that suddenly shows his rating at an all-time record low, 36%, as he wraps up his first year.
Yeah, again, you let me know in regards to where those numbers are coming from. I don't even know how you come back from something like that. I know he was trying to, you know, say that you're going to try to pull back, build back better or whatever. It's a bit of a free fall at this point in time. And I don't know how you're going to end up turning those numbers around. I really don't. What scares me sometimes what people do is they end up deciding on conflicts and military adventures, so to speak, end up trying to pull them out. I hope that that's not the case.
Well, you and me both, because we're outmatched in Ukraine. He's going to get a bunch of people killed if he decides to do something there, unfortunately. By the way, the same poll, 59% disapproved amongst the independents of the job that Biden is doing, and only 40% of the respondents in that poll, likely voters, believe that Joe Biden was mentally fit to even be the president.
Yeah, he actually was asked that question. He didn't go, you know, too far off the deep end yesterday in the press conference, which he's done in other periods of time. But, based upon his body of work over the past year, you definitely see some sort of decline. And even the left of center media is starting to pick up on that as well.
Well, you heard the questions being asked by some of the liberal reporters, and he got mad at a couple of them. And I mean, he tried to shout them. Well, he did get mad and shouted at them. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, and again, I think some of the things that he was talking about in regards to inflation and getting control of inflation and a myriad of things, I really don't think he had a full understanding of what's really going on out there. I don't think he really. States it in regards to just how bad it is. You've got lower to moderate income people that are really affected by what's happening on the ground right now. He comes out, he touts jobs, and he touts economic growth, a myriad of different things. But what's your baseline? Where are we coming from? We still have what 4 or 5 million people that are less people employed today than we prior to the pandemic. We were going from basically a shutdown and all this crap going on to allowing people to go back to work. Of course there's going to be jobs created, but you're nowhere back, you know, where we're supposed to be. That's like, you know, next year the Jets, winning six games rather than four games and saying, wow, we improved 50% better than we were the year before. It's still terrible. Mm-hmm. You know, it's still not good. I mean, what's your baseline? Where are you coming from? So, again, a lot of the statements you're putting out there, it's patently absurd, and I think people are picking up on it.
All right, we have a caller. It's Matt Gavin Bob on the line. Let's see what his question is for you. Okay, Matt Gavin Bob, go ahead. Ask the question.
Yes, sir, Kevin. Did you see that thing in California where the guy that walked into the store and killed that lady? Has a $2 million bail. I thought they had a thing where people, if they were too violent and stuff, they just denied him bail. Some guy like Soros could all of a sudden decide to pay his bail and let him go.
I saw
it. And the second thing is, what's Biden going to be like in the second, third, and fourth year of his presidency? Once we get the majority in the House and Senate, why not vote to impeach him on incompetence or that 25th Amendment bill? Okay, that's it, Captain.
All right, well, first of all, I do believe if the House switches over for sure and goes Republican, that's the one that I know is going to change hands. I believe they're going to open up the investigation channel on all things Hunter Biden and some of this other stuff. What do you think?
I don't know if they're going to do that. I wouldn't go down the impeachment route. I really wouldn't do that. The tit for tat stuff, I don't think works out that well. When he talks about the 20th Amendment, that's different. That's the actual cabinet of the president actually doing working to remove him if there's incompetence. I'm being blunt. I you can argue with me all you want. I think that the Republicans going after Bill Clinton for impeachment was a huge mistake for this country. I think it was a complete overstep, and I don't think it's made things better at all as far as the country is concerned. I think, you know, obviously if Joe Biden is incompetent, there's ways you can go about dealing with it. I think impeachment's not the right way to go.
Well, no, it didn't, because we wound up with what we wound up with, and then all of a sudden 9/11 came along and the rest was history, and I'll just let it lie there. By the way, stocks have extended their 2022 losses as investors seem to be bracing for the rate hikes that are coming. What's going to happen there?
Well, bracing for rate hikes. I mean, the rates have come up since the announcement. I mean, there's nothing to really brace for. I mean, obviously, you can see mortgage rates have come up. A big deal, but hopefully taking some of the air out of the real estate market, which was overinflated. You have some air coming out of the stock market. I think just basically a settling down. And, you know, what always happens in the markets is that eventually you get a flight to quality. And, you know, at a point in time when there's no buyers and it's kind of like sell everything right now, it's just kind of sit on the sidelines. It's going to be a little bit of time before you start seeing money flow back into quality things. It's just a normal cycle. But it shouldn't be anything that really to upset anybody. Even with the Fed raises rates, now they're saying, some suggesting five times. It's still very, very low interest rates by any sort of historic norm. And obviously making risk-free assets pay a little bit more, but still less than inflation. That's a bit of an improvement, but it's really not much.
Now we're going to wrap up with this because we're running out of time. Here comes the music. The Union Pacific Railroad estimates $5 million in losses from the L.A. rail theft, with all those cars and those trailers that they busted open and threw all over the tracks.
Wow, that's serious, serious money. I mean, $5
billion? Million.
Oh, $5 million. Okay. Mm-hmm. $5 million. I mean, that's crazy. It really is.
All right, I will talk to you tomorrow, my friend. Stay warm.
Have a good one.
Okay, thanks. That's Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Watchdogonwallstreet.com. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.